Well, Shady Groovers, we've come to the end of yet another year, 2010 onward to 2011. Now, this is a special edition of Shady Groove Podcast, shadygroove.blogspot.com. We are doing a Shady Groove year in review, 2010. So I really just tried to bring you my favorites this year. I looked at all the songs, all the albums, all the live shows that I've attended, and what seemed to cross my path the most. What moved me the most, and so on and so forth. Not necessarily brand new songs, but I did compile a list of five of the best albums of the year, five of the best songs a year, top five of either of them. But this year really just saw a revitalization in my eyes of classic soul, Motown, funk. You know, I just never really delved too deep into that, into the soul and Motown. But so I wanted to pick some tunes that really embodied that. You know, I really tried to dig deep this year into the roots of rock and roll and today's music, and the more I searched, the more I found these classic soul tunes and early rock tunes and Motown songs that were consistently covered. So here right now, this is called Hang 'em High by Booker T, one of the soul kings. So check it.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing the fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up. Just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven. Dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, 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 dig to the rhythm and blues.
That was that obviously Little Richard, Long Tall Sally of from 1956. That's actually ranked number 56 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest rock songs of all time. So before that, heard Chuck Berry doing Roll Over Beethoven. That was it from 1956, and that's ranked number 97 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. If you ask me, every top whatever, top 10 year in review should rightfully include a Chuck Berry tune, because he probably was the largest influencer of, had the most influence of any artist that's ever lived on rock and roll and what we hear today. All the songs that you hear on this year in review are going to be obviously, were influenced by Chuck Berry in one form or another. But I wanted to, just get it rolling a little bit today. We're going to jump into the top five albums and the top five songs and, some songs from those top five albums, obviously. And but before that, the classic soul, those were a little bit of the roots of the rock and roll. Classic soul, you can't really do it without this song. This is Arthur Conley doing Sweet Soul Music. One of my favorites of the year, really moved me. And, really, if it had to have one song to embody all the soul I've been listening to, here's one. So check it.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet soul music. That's what I felt all year. Anyway, we're going to get this rolling. Top five. I'm going to start off with the top five songs of the year. My favorites. These are the ones I listen to constantly, consistently throughout the year. Start off with one of them that I used that appeared in my first podcast, actually. So it is from the Austin band Harlem, and it's called Friendly Ghost. Rip it.
Ah!
Alright, so we just heard number 5 on Shady Groove's Year in Review 2010, and that was Friendly Ghost from Harlem, the Austin band Harlem off of their album Hippies. You know, great album, just a great song there. Keep it moving, number 4! And we have the Black Keys, Tighten Up. Listen, rock it, play it loud. Black Keys coming in at number 4 with Tighten Up. That's just a great tune, man. Great track off of their brother's album, which is definitely up there in the top 5 albums as far as I'm concerned, and it will be on this list as well. Let's keep on rolling. The next one we got is Mason Porter with Old Freight Train off of an album called Thunder in the Valley. This is at number 3 on the top 5 songs in the year 2010. From Shady Groove, shadygroove.blogspot.com. Check it out.
Old freight train, right on time. Tell me if your heart is mine. Tell me if your heart is mine. Oh, old freight train whisper low. I got a secret you should know. I got a secret you should know. Well, my heart is stuck in the second car on the right, where I sleep out in the night. I wanna get going, don't you know it? I wanna ride free. Slow winter, freezing cold. Come the springtime, I'll be gone. Come the springtime, I'll be gone. Well, my heart is stuck in the second car on the right, where I sleep out in the night. I wanna get going, don't you know it? I wanna ride free. Slow down, the weather's fine.
Well, you just heard from Mason Porter. That is a band from Westchester, Pennsylvania. And that was a song called Old Freight Train off of their 2010 album, Thunder in the Valley, which also will be occurring on the top five albums. But keep it rolling to number two. Number two on the list of Shady Groove's top five songs, year in review 2010. We move on to Joe Pug. Joe Pug. This is called Speak Plainly, Diana.
Speak plainly, Diana. There's nothing to understand. Yes, there's mysteries in a basement, but there's comic books upstairs, and there's a wrecking ball in the front yard, but there's blueprints on the couch. Speak plainly to me, Diana. We'll build ourselves a house. Said there's no safety, Diana. And there's nobody to blame. Even daylight will surprise you. Even dreams will end the same. So when there's too much to remember, and you remember me, speak plainly to me, Diana. We're swimming to the sea. Said riding around, I don't mind riding around, no, I don't mind riding around, I don't mind riding around, no, I don't mind what's got you down. Steal from the tallest cabinet and make your favorite sound. And when there's too much to get rid of, and you get rid of me, speak plainly to me, Diana. There's nothing you must be said. I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. I don't mind riding around. No, I don't mind riding around.
Well, well, Mr. Joe Pug from Maryland, who went to school at University of North Carolina on the first day of his final year in North Carolina to be a playwright major. He just up and quit and moved to Chicago to pursue music, and that's his debut EP, off of his debut EP, Nation of Heat. We'll hear more of that because that's one of the best I've heard this year in terms of albums as well. We've made it to the last song, the number one song for Shady Groove Podcast Year in Review 2010, and who else but the Shiny Ribs, Shiny to the Mother in Ribs. So let's hear it, check it out, and check out the album because it's also on that top five. So here it is, if you need the 442, Shiny Ribs.
Later.
All right, well, you just heard the top five songs of the year from Shady Groove. But you're thinking, now, you know, there's still a lot of time left. Why not leave that till the end? Well, I got to tell you, Shady Groove has there is a method to my madness here. I'm a pretty big fan of albums. We're moving on to the top five albums of 2010. And, you know, it's my view that it's much harder to make a really good hit album than it is to make a hit song. So I'll put a little more emphasis on the albums. But, you know, it seems that most of the songs came from the albums anyway. The top five songs came from the top five albums. But anyway, shadygroove.blogspot.com, we're moving on. These are some of the honorable mention songs, by the way. Some of the songs that have been on many of the other lists, you know, top 10, top 20 lists this year, whatever. And this one in particular, it's Mumford & Sons, the British band, off of their Sigh No More. And check it out. It's a great one. You'll know it when you hear it.
Yourself, my man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rape yourself, take all the courage you have left. Waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Well, it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Your fault, but
mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear?
Well, all right. Just heard a couple of honorable mention, top songs right there. The last one we heard was Belle and Sebastian. It was off of their album called Right About Love, and that was called I Want the World to Stop. Pretty cool song from them. They've been around since like 1996. This recent album and is really good. They're from Glasgow, Scotland. But before that, again, we heard Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man off of Sigh No More. That is that has also been getting top accolades for their for that album, Sigh No More. There, just gonna switch gears a little bit on you right now, and then we're gonna move into the top five albums. But couple songs, couple live shows I saw this year. There's one of them that's really just been an eye opener for everything that's been going on. Was Leon Russell, and he's been touring just because really solely because he has his new album with Elton John called The Union. I haven't even had a chance to check it out yet. I heard mixed reviews on it, but been digging deep into his old stuff. Caught him live at the Keswick Theater, and this is one of his greatest, called Dixie Lullaby. Check it.
Me gon' do everything me could. Me be got them trapped. We gonna take them for a ride. My spy boy just went by. My flag boy is full of fire. My old tribe is having fun. We gonna dance till morning come. Me big chief, me got my band. Me bitchy, me got my food. Drink my water, get he blue. Me bitchy, me feel him good. Me gon' do everything me could.
Whoa, whoa, Big Chief. That was Dr. John. I couldn't in my right mind leave Dr. John off the list of who's going to be the Shady Groove's best of year in review. I mean, he just been that album, Dr. John's Gumbo, has been such a huge part of this year for me. Just a great album through and through. This year also saw me increase my record collection by 100% with the addition of a turntable and a lot of sweet albums that you can get for a dollar at any record store. It's definitely the way to go. It sounds pretty cool, but that's where I got a chance to dig deep into the roots, because those are some of the stuff that you can find on that. And I don't know if you heard the two there, but Dixie Lullaby by Leon Russell, Dr. John doing Big Chief. One of the reasons I really got into Leon Russell, because he sounds a lot like Dr. John, and I can hear a lot of Dr. John in Leon. I don't know if you hear the resemblance, but check it out. Let's keep on rolling. We got a couple more. I heard these guys this year live at the Live at Noon, or Free at Noon at XPN there in the World Cafe. So local natives out of LA. This is Wide Eyes. Gotta love the Talking Heads. That one was Warning Sign. Actually, the reason I put that on there is because Local Natives, when I saw them at Free at Noon, it was definitely the best Free at Noon I'd seen this year. And they opened up with Talking Heads' Warning Sign, that song you just heard there. So, and I spoke about covers earlier, and the fact that all these old soul songs and old early rock songs that were covered by all these great artists. And as far as I'm concerned, really, a cover is the highest praise that an artist can give to another artist, I think. You know, and that's it's saying a lot if they're willing to cover a song. So Talking Heads, can't go wrong with them. That's Warning Sign. Going to keep going. And before that, like I said, we had Local Natives, by the way. That was Wide Eyes. And keep it rolling. We heard this. Obviously, they had a new album. David Brothers had a new album in 2009, I and Love and You, won a lot of awards. It's a great album, but I saw them this year, and they just they rocked. They're really good. They have this song, Salvation Song, is on their new album, just released in 2010, which was the Live Volume 3. So hit this up, crank it. It's called Salvation Song by the David Brothers.
came for family. We came for all that's good, that's how we'll walk away. We came to break the bad. We came to cheer the sad. We came to leave behind the world a better way. We came for salvation, we came for family, we came for all that's good, that's how we'll walk away. We came to break the bad, we came to cheer the sad, we came to leave behind the world a better way.
as they pray for the wind and the rain. Oh, 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 just
all should do, be. I love the background vocals in that one. That was the Gourds on the list because it's one of the best live shows I've seen all year. Always a great one. That was Luddite Juice off of their 2009 album, Haymaker. But before that, we heard Hazmat Modi. Or no, I'm sorry. Before that was Blitzen Trapper. And that's a Portland band. I love the band. They have a great new album in 2010 called Destroyer of the Void. Also, it was on the honorable mention in best album for me. But that was a tune called Dragon Song from Blitzen Trapper. Before that was Hazmat Modine. This band using all these different types of instruments you've never even heard of. They're from New York. They're just they're pretty interesting. And it's that was a track called It Calls Me off of their 2010 album Bahamut. And before that, we started all that block off with the Avett Brothers doing Salvation Song. And we're going to move into right now, take the last 15 minutes of the show here to do the top five albums of 2010. Remember, this is shadygroove.blogspot.com. Send me a, just comments, any type of suggestions or whatever you think. Hit it up. Hit me up on my Facebook at Ryan Megna or also on, I'd love to see it on the actual blog there. So please give me a comment. Anyway, top five albums. Start at number five, moving on up. So we're looking at number five here. This is coming from Joe Pug off of that Nation of Heat EP. This is the title track, Nation of Heat.
From the prison and beside the Great Lake, below the rooftops and above the highway, the spirits pay rent on the basements they haunt, and the painters just draw pictures of the things that they want. I cook my dinner on the blacktop street. I come from the Nation of Heat. Outside the train station, there's a bold painted sign. It says, try to be patient, don't forget to choose sides. We got the loudest explosions you ever heard. We got $2 soldiers and $10 words. If I didn't own boots, I wouldn't need feet. I come from the Nation of Heat. So swift and so vicious are the carnival rats. And the carnival barker yell your name for a bribe. We got billboards for love and Japanese cars. It ain't rare to hear the streetlights call themselves stars. The more that I learn, the more that I cheat. I come from the Nation of Heat. I've seen skeleton mothers and hungry folks cross the street from the kitchens and cooking her the most. Sometimes you hear whispers by the dark of the moon that we promised too much and gave it too soon.
cracking borders with smiles, our immigrant sons. We measure loneliness in miles and misery in tons. There's a straw-headed man rowing away from the shore, who says it's a shame they don't let you have slaves here anymore. I'm the ugliest man that you'll ever meet. I come from the nation of heat.
Man, that was Mason Porter. We heard it, obviously, that was the second track we heard on this, because he was obviously Mason Porter's album. Thunder in the Valley is number four. That just came in to number four. And it was also one of his songs was number was in the top five songs. But anyway, that was Mason Porter from Westchester, Pennsylvania, doing Hangman off of their Thunder in the Valley, coming in at number four on Shady Groove's top five albums and in 2010. Number five before that, starting it off, was Joe Pug doing Nation of Heat, the title track off of his EP Nation of Heat. And move on to number three. This is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings off of their wonderful album in 2010, I Learned the Hard Way. It's called Better Things.
stick. Swing and miss and the catcher's mid strike too. Baby, I'm howling for you.
Yeah, that was the Black Keys off of their 2010 album, Brothers, coming in at number 2 on the Shady Groove's top 5 albums of 2010, and that was a track called Howlin' For You. Before that, coming in at number 3 was Sharon Jones of the Deck and the Dap Kings from I Learned the Hard Way, coming in at number 3, that album. That was called Better Things, and that's about all the time I got for you this year. This and today, but you know, I'm gonna leave you with the number one album of 2010 for Shady Groove, and that album is Shiny Ribs. Well, After a While, this is a track, it's a beautiful track, and I'm gonna leave you with this one. We always do a little Gourds tune, so instead of the Gourds, not too much different. It's a lead singer from the Gourds. This is Shiny Ribs doing Well After a While. Thank you, join me, see you in 2011. And rock on.
Shady, flickering, hazy. Does the satellite ever know it's suffering? Mercy, Lord, that ain't no currency.
I forfeited it down at the dark end of the street.
I made
no confession.
I lost
all possession.
From the shores of Galilee, busted like a red light play ball. I didn't know that it was against the law. She thought I was a choir boy. That's the wages of sin, man, I lost it all.
I made no confession.
I lost all possession. Yeah, those vessels like burn bright tonight from the shores of Galilee. When you're headed for that old leaving door, you got no sense of where you belong.
perfume and our altar was always done. I'm weary and I'm troubled, but my tears are a reward. My being is my son crying. But maybe, baby, we just won't never ever miss a beat. Make no confession. Tonight, from the shores of Galilee. Oh, those vessels' lights burn bright. Tonight, from the shores of Galilee.